Welcome to Sanhedrin, Perek, Dalet, Mishnah Aleph, Chapter 4, Mishnah 1. The Mishnah continues about the due process when there are witnesses in a court case. So Mishnah says like this. Echad dinei mamonos, whether it comes to matters that are monetary, vechad dinei nefashos, or whether it's matters of capital punishment, bidrisha v'chakira, the Torah teaches us that you have to cross-examine the witnesses very carefully. Shenemar, as it says in the pasuk, mishpat echad yelachem, that there should be one standard of judgment. And the judgment that we see the Torah says by capital punishment, the Torah writes vidarashta v'chakarta v'sha'alta heitev. You really have to cross-examine very carefully to make sure that the witnesses are saying the truth. And therefore, in essence, the same cross-examination that applies by capital punishment also applies by monetary matters. The Gemara teaches us, however, that later in history, they relaxed the cross-examination in monetary matters more than it had been previously. In other words, previously the cross-examination had been very thorough, both in monetary matters and capital punishment, and then they relaxed it somewhat when it came to monetary matters. And the Gemara says, "Kedei shelo tino delas mifnei lavim," which means to say the following. We don't want to shut the door in the face of people who lend money. If every time that a person lends money and there's some type of question about how much money was owed, if money was paid back, when there's a thorough cross-examination, then people are going to stop lending money. They're just not going to want to do it, and we want to make sure people could borrow money from other people. Therefore, they relaxed the cross-examination somewhat. There's still cross-examination, but it's not as intense as it is by capital punishment. The Mishnah continues, and the Mishnah says, "Ma ben dinei mamonos l'dinei nefashos." What are the key differences between a court case with monetary matters and a court case with capital punishment? Dinei mamonos b'shlosha, we had this previously, that monetary matters, you only need three judges. Dinei nefashos, be'esrim b'shlosha, but matters of capital punishment, one needs 23. Dinei mamonos, when it comes to monetary matters, poischem bein l'schus bein l'chayva. When we start the deliberation, when the judges deliberate, they can either start by trying to vindicate one of the parties or trying to find them guilty. Because regardless of what, there's two parties here, and one fellow is going to be guilty and one's going to be innocent, so it doesn't make a difference. You could start by finding one fellow innocent or by finding one fellow guilty. However, dinei nefashos, when it comes to capital punishment, there's only one person who either is going to be killed or exonerated. We need to start the deliberation trying to find merit, trying to exonerate the fellow. But we do not start the deliberations by trying to incriminate him. Additionally, when it comes to matters of monetary, then all we need is one judge to be in the majority. So let's say you have three judges. If two say he is guilty, one fellow is guilty, and one says he is innocent, all you need is one judge, one extra judge, so one of the two, to turn it into a majority. But when it comes to capital punishment, matin al pi echad l'schus. If let's say you have a court case, there's 23 judges, 12 versus 11, 12 say that he's innocent, 11 say he's guilty, that's enough. Even though there's one more, we exonerate him. However, if we want to incriminate him, al pi shnayim l'chova, the halacha is that you have to have at least two judges in the majority. So if you have 12 that say that he's guilty and 11 that say that he's innocent, he is not guilty. You'd have to have at least 13 that say that the fellow is guilty and 11 that say he's innocent, because you need at least a minimum of two to incriminate him. Dinei mamonos, when it comes to monetary matters, machzirim bein l'schus bein l'chayva. If after the verdict, let's say the court realizes that they made a mistake, we reopen the court case and we annul the previous verdict, and the Bezdin once more deliberates, even if it means that a fellow who was previously innocent is now going to be guilty. However, dinei nefashos, when it comes to capital punishment, machzirin l'schus ve'ei machzirin l'chayva. The law is that we only reopen it to exonerate the fellow. We do not reopen the case to try to give him capital punishment. Dinei mamonos continues the Mishnah, monetary matters are komalam din l'schus v'chayva. Anyone can bring a exoneration or an incrimination, even one of the people who's sitting in the stands, and they can get up and say, oh, you know what, I think this fellow should be innocent because of this or guilty because of this. Dinei nefashos, when it comes to capital punishment, hakom olam din schus. Anyone who's in the court case, anyone who hears about the court case, can try to exonerate the fellow. Vein hakom olam din chayva. However, the people in the crowd or other people do not have the opportunity, don't have the right to try to incriminate him. Continues the Mishnah, another difference. Dinei mamonos, when it comes to monetary matters, hamalamid chayva, malamid schus, malamid schus, malamid chayva. A judge that initially tried to incriminate him can retract and try to exonerate him. And the same way, the other way. If he initially exonerated him, he was trying to get him off the hook, he can come back and incriminate him. However, dina nefasha is when it comes to capital punishment. If a fellow initially tried to incriminate someone, he can reopen it, he can come back now and try to exonerate him. However, the fellow that tried to exonerate him cannot come back now and try to incriminate him. And the Gemara says that this is only talking about during the actual deliberations. However, at the time that they're coming up with the verdict, anyone who really could come and try to incriminate him, that's not an issue. Dine Mamanos, continues the Mishnah, when it comes to monetary matters, Dunim b'yayim v'garim b'layla. They can start the court case in the day, and they can issue the verdict at night. Dina nefashas, when it comes to matters of capital punishment, Dunim b'yayim. The law is that we judge during the day, v'garim b'yayim, and we also have to conclude during the day. We're not allowed to pass a verdict for capital punishment at night. Dine Mamanos, monetary matters, garim b'yayim, 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 b'yayim. During that day that we started the court case, we can issue a verdict either in to vindicate somebody or to incriminate them, however, or to exonerate them. Dina nefashas, garmin bay bayim l'schus. However, capital punishment matters. If, let's say, the fellow was found innocent, then we can issue the verdict in that very day. Obiyam shel achrav l'chayva. But let's say they want to incriminate him. They cannot incriminate him the same day that the court case was opened. They have to wait at least one night. Maybe over the night when they sleep over it, they'll somehow come up with a way to exonerate him. Lefichach, because of this, says the Mishnah, ain't done lo be'erev Shabbos, lo be'erev Yontif. We cannot judge matters of capital punishment on Erev Shabbos, on Friday, because then it would come out they'd have to issue a verdict on Shabbos, lo be'erev Yontif. We also can't do it the day before Yontif, because then it would come out that we would have to issue a verdict on Shabbos and on Yontif, and the law is that we're not allowed to do that, because we have to kill the fellow that day if we're going to find him guilty, and you're not allowed to. Capital punishment does not push off Shabbos, and it does not push off Yontif. On that note, or maybe a little bit of a different note, wishing you a beautiful, uplifting, and magnificent Shabbos.